Many years ago, when I first started to take writing novels seriously, I felt the need for some uncluttered time in which to push my work forward. So I applied for a number of residencies. As a children's writer, however, I was sure I was at a disadvantage when it came to answering that always difficult question, why on earth should we invest in you? This is what I came up with. Surely the opportunity to come to a place like X is meant only for serious writers writing for adults. Aren't children's books what writers do when they can't manage the real thing? Well, no. The lure of writing for children is not that we can get away with less. It's that it's possible to give so much more. The books that change us are more likely to be the books we read as children than the books we read later on in life. The books that furnish the space between our ears are the ones we read when we're still willing and able to move the chairs about and rehang the pictures. I want to write stories that will make the reader reconsider, at the very least, that sofa they inherited from their great auntie, and possibly the entire colour scheme. To write that well, I could really use the time and inspiration of a residency at X. Okay, I was new to the job, but in spite of the more than slightly chip on the shoulder tone, my plea worked. The time was enormously fruitful and confidence boosting, and in the years that followed, I went on writing primarily for children and young people. So what effect has that had on me? I think it has definitely done me good. For one thing, it has forced me to keep reconsidering grown-up, knee-jerk cynicism. And for another, I'm always getting to play with new ideas. Most of the characters in my non-adult novels come to me at the same stage in their lives as my readers. And when I am alone with them in my head, I have a strong sense of possibility. It's different when I write for adults, which I do from time to time. Then I am aware of a feeling of constraint. I feel the need for a more somber palette and lower horizons. I can't leave out hope altogether, because then I wouldn't be able to write at all, but she is a paler, more understated presence than in my other work. And, as a bonus, because I write for children and teenagers, I get to go into schools and libraries and talk with children and teenagers. I get to experience their enthusiasm and silliness and energy and anger and outrage. I get to challenge them with ideas and possibilities that have challenged me. I also get the occasional kamikaze hug if the age group is young enough, sometimes sticky, but always delightful. So, in answer to the question, how does writing change the writer? My answer would be along the lines of, my writing staves off the day when I become a grumpy, miserable old woman. And here's hoping it'll keep right on doing so.